AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The allegation is that soccer is dirty. Criminal proceedings are underway in Switzerland involving FIFA, the international governing body of soccer. One of the cases involves the awarding of the World Cup soccer games to Russia in 2018 and Qatar in 2022. The other separate investigation revolves around the arrest of six soccer officials and allegations of bribes and kickbacks for soccer tournaments here in the U.S. FIFA has ruled out a revote of the World Cups won by Russia and Qatar and says Friday's presidential election for its organization will go on as planned, with Sepp Blatter running for a fifth term. He is not named in either investigation. They'll start searching again this morning for the missing after the terrible storms in Texas. Among the missing, Laura McComb and her two young children, who were in a vacation home in Wimberley, Texas, as it was swept away. She managed a frantic telephone call to her sister, who described the sad conversation.
We are in a house that is now floating down the river. Call Mom and Dad. I love you, and pray.
Julie Shield spoke to KXAN-TV. At least seven people were killed in the storms in Texas and Oklahoma. Thousands of taxpayers will soon be notified they've had their personal tax information stolen from an IRS website. Our Stephen Olemacher in Washington.
The IRS is going to notify all the taxpayers involved. It appears that these thieves attempted to access about 200,000 accounts, and they were successful in 100,000. All 200,000 people will be notified, and the IRS says that they are going to provide a credit watch service for the 100,000 people whose information was actually accessed.
It was part of an elaborate scheme to claim fraudulent tax refunds. This is AP Radio News. Remember Bob Barker from the TV game show The Price is Right? Do you miss him? Does he miss us now that he's retired?
People ask me often, what do I miss most about The Price is Right? And I answer honestly, it's the money. That I miss.
He says he's enjoying retirement. It gives him more time to work with animals, a cause that he's supported for decades. Lawyers for two chimpanzees are heading to court in New York to argue that the chimps have personhood rights and should be set free from the Long Island University where they're kept. We should note the chimps themselves are not expected in court. The Non-Human Rights Project has filed a petition in state Supreme Court in Manhattan on behalf of Leo and Hercules. The chimps are kept at Stony Brook University, where they're used in locomotion studies. Stony Brook is part of the State University of New York system. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.